News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The central government has set up an expert committee under the National Cyber Security Coordinator to study reports released earlier this week saying that a China-based company is mining data and snooping on hundreds of Indian politicians and leaders, including the Prime Minister, President, Chief Justice of India, and some chief ministers. The panel will study these reports, evaluate their implications, assess any violations of law, and submit its recommendations within 30 days, said sources. An investigative report by the Indian Express earlier detailed how Shenzhen-based company Zhenhua Data Information Technology Company has been keeping tabs on individuals, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Congress President Sonia Gandhi, cabinet ministers like Rajnath Singh and Nirmala Sitharaman, and at least 15 former chiefs of the Army, Navy and Air Force, among others. The company has links to the Chinese government and the Chinese Communist Party and is reportedly keeping tabs on over 10,000 Indian individuals and organizations in its global database of foreign targets. The decision about setting up the expert panel was communicated to Congress MP KC Venugopal by Minister of External Affairs S. Jaishankar in response to the former's demands to protect the data of Indian leaders and others from spying by Chinese companies. Several other MPs raised this demand in the Parliament on Wednesday. The sources said that the Ministry of External Affairs has also raised the issue of Zhenhua Data Information Technology Company allegedly spying on prominent Indians with the Chinese ambassador on Wednesday. China reportedly said that Zhenhua is a private company and has made clear its position publicly. The company on Wednesday said it is merely using public information on the internet for data integration, according to Chinese embassy sources. A company representative had denied that what the company was doing was illegal or unreasonable, saying, "Our data are all public data on the internet. This is just data integration. It's the company's operations which involve collecting and mobilizing data and are 100% from open sources with no data mining and is no different from its Western peers such as US public tracking platforms called Every Politician and GovTrack." The special cell of the Delhi police on Wednesday filed a charge sheet against 15 accused in a case of Delhi riots under various sections of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, Arms Act and the Indian Penal Code. The charge sheet filed at Kadkaduma Court is over 10,000 pages. The charge sheet filed before Additional Sessions Judge Amitabh Rawat names Tahir Hussain, Devangana Khalita, Asif Iqbal Tanha, Natasha Narwal, Mohammad Parvez Ahmed, Mohammad Ilyas, Saifi Khalid, Ishrat Jahan, Miran Haider, Safura Zargar, Shahdab Ahmed, Talseem Ahmed, Salim Malik, Mohammad Salim Khan and Athar Khan. It does not mention Umar Khalid and Sharjeel Imam as accused. Since they were arrested a few days ago, their names will be in the supplementary charge sheet. Communal violence had broken out in northeast Delhi on February 24 after citizenship law supporters and protesters clashed with each other in the area, leaving 53 people dead. Following the violence, the body of Intelligence Bureau staffer Ankit Sharma, 26, was found in a drain in Chandbagh where he lived. The police had arrested Hussain in the case. The police charge sheet, including its annexure, runs into 17,500 pages. The police have included 747 witnesses in the charge sheet and are relying on technical evidence, WhatsApp chats and call data records. The supplementary charge sheet will be filed later when the investigation progresses further. The police have mentioned the WhatsApp chats of February 24 as evidence in the charge sheet. That was the time when riots were happening. At that point, the key conspirators were guiding their foot soldiers about violence in the area. They were directly in touch with foot soldiers, they said. The police added that the conspirators used a WhatsApp group, now closed, to instigate violence in Seelampur and Jafarabad area. 25 WhatsApp groups were especially created for each site. The impression was given that they were an anti-CAA protest group, but through these sites, conspirators were being guided, said the police. Deputy Commissioner of Police Special Cell Pramod Singh Kushwaha had earlier said the riots were the result of a planned conspiracy because during the investigation the police found a common pattern followed by the anti-CAA protesters, that of blocking road traffic. Japan's parliament elected Yoshihide Suga as Prime Minister on Wednesday, replacing long-serving leader Shinzo Abe with his right-hand man. Suga bowed deeply several times when the results were announced, as fellow governing party lawmakers applauded in Parliament's more powerful lower house. He was also confirmed in the upper house. Suga, who was chief cabinet secretary and the top government spokesman under Abe, selected a cabinet with a mix of fresh faces and current or former ministers, a lineup that suggests a continuation of Abe's influence while reflecting Suga's pledge of administrative reforms. Suga has stressed his background as a farmer's son and a self-made politician in promising to serve the interests of ordinary people and rural communities. He has said he will pursue Abe's unfinished policies and that his priorities will be fighting the pandemic and turning around the economy. Suga was a loyal supporter since Abe's first stint as Prime Minister from 2006 to 2007 and helped him return to the job in 2012. Abe, 65, announced last month he was resigning because of a chronic illness. He said on Wednesday that as a lawmaker, he will support Suga's government. Suga, 71, praised Abe's diplomacy and economic policies when asked what he would like to accomplish himself. He pledged to speed up Japan's lagging digital transformation and appointed a special minister, Takuya Rai. Suga also said he will push reforms by breaking down bureaucratic barriers and vested interests. But in reshuffling key posts within the party, Suga evenly allocated top posts to key factions, a balancing act seen as returning favors for support in the leadership race. Suga said late on Wednesday he will further deepen the Japan-US alliance to protect the national interest and wants to build a stable relationship with neighboring countries including China and Russia. Suga said he was appointing reform-minded, hard-working people to the new 20-member cabinet. 11 members of the last Abe administration were retained or shifted to different ministerial posts. Abe's younger brother, Nobuo Kishi, who has close ties with Taiwan, was appointed defense minister, replacing Taro Kono, who was shifted to administrative reforms minister. China claims Taiwan is its territory and opposes contacts between other countries and the self-ruled island. A Malaysian student whose cell phone was stolen while he was sleeping has tracked down the culprit, a monkey who took photo and video selfies with the device before abandoning it. Zakrids Rodzi, 20, said on Wednesday that his phone was missing from his bedroom when he woke up on Saturday. He found the phone's casing under his bed, but there was no sign of robbery in his house in southern Johor state. When his father saw a monkey the next day, he launched a search in the jungle behind his house. Using his brother's phone to call the device, he found it covered in mud under a palm tree. But a bigger surprise came when he checked his phone and found a series of monkey selfies and videos recorded in the phone. My uncle was joking that maybe the monkey took some selfies with the phone. So when I checked my phone picture gallery, I was shocked. The suspect's face was plastered on the screen. It was hilarious, Zakrid said. He said he was curious why the monkey took the phone and not the camera or other things in his room. He said the primate must have thought it was food as it has a colorful casing. Most of the images were blurry, but some showed the monkey's face. One of the videos taken from atop a tree showed glimpses of the monkey opening his mouth and appearing to try to eat the phone. My house is now in a total lockdown, Zakrid said, laughing, adding that he didn't want a repeat of the incident. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.